Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the original Western Mass-centric digital radio program, Pioneer Valley Radio. Great to have you with us. I got a special program lined up for you today. We welcome back special guest, America's Money Answers man, Jordan Goodman. A 45-year career as a leader in law enforcement comes to an end in retirement, and the governor wants to forgive and forget your past indiscretions with marijuana. And it all starts now. City of Chicopee proud to announce a special event in honor of St. Joseph's Day, celebrated annually on March 19. On this occasion, a Polish flag-raising ceremony will take place at the City Hall Flag Plaza at 17 Springfield Street. St. Joseph's Day holds significant cultural and religious importance, particularly for the Polish community. The solemnity is observed in Western Christianity with various traditions, including the display of flags representing the heritage and values of the Polish people. Ceremony scheduled for 10 a.m. will feature community leaders, local dignitaries, and members of the public coming together to raise the Polish flag in recognition of St. Joseph's Day. Attendees will have the opportunity to reflect on the contributions of St. Joseph and the rich cultural heritage of Poland. Mayor Sarno announced that he will be accepting letters of interest from residents interested in serving on the Board of Police Commissioners. The appointment terms for Commissioners Albert Trangesi and Norman Roldan are set to expire on April 1, 2024. If you're interested in serving, you can submit your letter of interest by Friday, March 22, and that includes a brief discussion about why you're interested in the position, a summary of your background, and 3, how you would meet the qualifications to the mayor's office by mail or hand, delivered to Mayor Dominic J. Sarno, Office of the Mayor, 35 Court Street, Room 214, Springfield, Mass. Now, applicants interested in serving as a member of the board have to meet the following qualifications. Have to be a resident of the city of Springfield and remain a resident at all times while serving as a member of the board. Be a person of integrity. Be a person specially fitted by education, training, or experience to perform the duties of a member of the board. Be willing to commit sufficient time to serving on the board, including attending regular monthly meetings and additional meetings and hearings which may take place during the day or in the evening. Represent a diverse cross-section of the Springfield community, and for former members of the police department, at any given time, no more than 2 members of the board can be former members of the Springfield Police Department. Former members must be separated from employment for at least 2 years before being eligible to serve on the board. Best of luck. A member of the Long Meadow Country Club has reached out to request assistance with forwarding a message concerning recent acts of vandalism to their restroom located on the golf course. According to the board, an anonymous individual has offered a reward of $2,500, leading to the apprehension of the individuals involved in the recent vandalism. The perpetrators caused extensive damage to both buildings February 20 through the 21st, 2024. Now, if anyone has info, contact the Long Meadow Police Department detectives. Truly the end of an era in Springfield. Members of the Springfield Police Department, department heads, city employees, and members of the community to wish Police Superintendent Cheryl Claprood a happy and healthy retirement as she's announced her official retirement date. Mayor Sarno and Deputy Chief Lawrence Akers, who will serve as the next police superintendent, spoke highly of Superintendent Claprood and the legacy she leaves behind with the numerous programs, initiatives, and reforms. The superintendent will retire on her 45th anniversary with the Springfield Police Department, April 9, 2024. Deputy Chief Akers will be sworn in as the new superintendent on April 10. Superintendent Claprood began her career with the Springfield Police Department in 1979 as a cadet. In 1981, she became a sworn officer, and in 1987, she was promoted to sergeant. In 1998, Clapperwood was promoted to lieutenant and appointed deputy chief in 2017. Thank you, Superintendent Clapperwood, for an exemplary job in all capacities over the last century.
Joining us now on Pioneer Valley Radio, I guess there's been a bit of a hiatus here, but I'm delighted to have him back. He is America's Money Answers man, Jordan Goodman. Hello, Jordan.
Great to be with you again, Brad.
It's great to have you here. I wanted to talk to you on this edition of our program because I'm hearing some rumblings out there. I think more accurately, I'm reading some rumblings out there saying that at this tender point, as we approach November to elect a new president of the United States, I'm hearing that there's an uptick in inflation. And I wondered if you could synthesize that for me a little bit.
Well, that's true. We just had a number came out of 3.2% annual rate of inflation at the Consumer Price Index. The previous month was 3.1, so a little bit hotter than expected. The core rate, which it excludes the volatile food and energy, was actually 3.8%, which is up from 3.7% the previous month. The Fed Reserve wants it at 2%. So we're not there yet, as they would say, as you're driving to Disneyland. We thought inflation was going to keep coming down. There are various parts. Airfares were up. Healthcare was up. Housing was actually down a little bit. Food was up. Gasoline was up. You know, we had oil down to about $69 a barrel, and now it's up to about $80. So that's been up partly because of the Middle East war. So various things are rising. Wages are still going up at about a 4.5% rate, so businesses pass that on to consumers. So the overall story is inflation is lower than it was, but it's not coming down as fast as we thought it was going to be.
And I guess to touch lightly on the politics of it, the incumbent doesn't have a lot of time between now and the election to do anything about this that anyone would consider to be meaningful.
Well, that's right. I mean, he did pass the Inflation Reduction Act 2 years ago, and inflation has come down. That's really more of a long-term situation, creating roads and bridges and more productivity in the economy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you're right. Between now and November, I mean, they can't even pass a budget for 2 weeks, never mind, doing any substantial legislation of any kind to get anything done whatsoever. I mean, just not closing the government down is considered progress around there. So, there's going to be nothing from Biden for the next few months.
For a barometric reading here in Western Mass, the average individual is typically most likely to encounter the ravages, if you will, to be dramatic here, of inflation at the grocery store, the gas station, retail goods and services, that sort of thing.
Well, yeah. I mean, if gas is going, you know, gas has gotten down below $3 a gallon. Now it's mid three, something like that. It's not what it used to be. It was five at one point, so it's better than it was, but it's certainly been moving up.
Yeah.
And food, the same kind of thing. And this is one of the things that's hurting Biden's likability, is that people are feeling really stressed by not being able to afford what they need at the grocery store. And they're blaming him for it. And I mean, he has some role to play, but a big role was the pandemic, which closed everything down. And then when it opened up, you had a surge in demand for all kinds of things, and then there wasn't enough supply. The supply chain got disrupted, and that caused inflation.
Yeah.
The other thing that caused inflation is the Federal Reserve had a huge influx of money. Their balance sheet went from about $4 trillion to $9 trillion during the pandemic to kind of keep the economy afloat. And the federal government spent trillions of dollars on the PPP program and sending checks out to people and all that, and that's inflationary too. So we had both fiscal and monetary loosening, and that's going to cause inflation. Mm-hmm. So these things, you know, don't just disappear overnight. But I think Biden is taking the brunt of the blame for that. Not that Trump could do anything better to bring inflation down, but you just want the other guy if you're feeling squeezed at the grocery store.
Well, it's always a situation where the incumbent, whoever the incumbent is, has a terrible time of it when this particular kind of inflation hits. Even the Wall Street Journal had a recent article in it talking about the fact that fast food restaurants are now looking at $15 for a couple of large hamburgers or cheeseburgers and things like that. The whole point of fast food restaurants was to go there to get a little bit of a break on feeding a family, but that's not the case anymore.
Well, think of their labor. Think of their labor costs, right? You know, with a low unemployment rate, it's hard to attract. In some cases, I think California just went up to a $20 minimum wage. So that's a big cost that they have to pass through in the form of higher prices for hamburgers and shakes, along with the cost of the supplies.
It's another political issue. When you have people pounding the table demanding a higher minimum wage, this is what happens. As a result of it, there's some talk that it could go to $18 for a burger, which is, you know, for $18.
It also means that McDonald's and so on want to automate. And I think it's not too far off. You're going to be going through the drive-thru and not speaking to a human, but you're going to be speaking to an artificial intelligence robot that can speak any language. Why be limited to English and Spanish? You know, you could drive up and speak Romanian as you normally would, you know, so and the robot can take your order just fine. So,
well, if you actually walk into a McDonald's, and let's not single out McDonald's, if you walk into these fast food establishments now, you see that there are a couple of people working well behind the counter, but they direct you toward the vending machine to place your order. You're really not talking to a surface person anymore, even if you do know Romanian, which I do, by the way. I'm fluent in it because I came from
this direction. When you raise minimum wages, you encourage companies to automate. And the same is true at regular restaurants. I mean, you're going to have an iPad on your dinner table, and you put in your order, and a robot will come and deliver it to you. You don't even have to tip them. You know? So that's the way things are going.
Well, Jordan, thank you very much for joining us on the fly today. I would add this to this, that if people want to get in direct contact with Jordan Goodman, he's available through his website, moneyanswers.com, and has been very good over the years to folks here in Western Mass. Jordan, we'll be talking to you on a regular basis once again, as we used to, and I'll be looking forward to that. So thank you for joining us on the fly today.
There you go. Always glad to help you, Brad. And they can always email me at jordan@moneyanswers.com as well.
Deliciously different marijuana. Deliciously different marijuana.
Governor Maura Healey announced that she's taking executive action to pardon misdemeanor marijuana possession convictions. Well, this comes after President Joe Biden issued a presidential proclamation in 2022 that pardoned many federal and Washington, D.C. offenses for simple possession offenses. Now, this would be a blanket pardon for all Massachusetts state court misdemeanor convictions. It would not apply to marijuana-related convictions such as possession with the intent to distribute, trafficking, or operating a motor vehicle under the influence. This is good news to people who had problems for being a little, well, for being half-baked. And Bay State Health has announced Tuesday that Peter Benko will officially join Bay State in June as its new CEO, replacing retiring Dr. Mark Kerouac. Prior to joining Bay State in July, Benko will have served as president and CEO to Centura Health in Colorado, which is part of Common Spirit Health. The health system included more than 20 owned and affiliated hospitals, a network of physician partners, and community-based services and clinics in Kansas, Colorado, and Utah. Benko will succeed current president and CEO, Dr. Mark Kerouac, who announced in August 23 that he would be retiring in July of 24. Thank you, Dr. Kerouac. I've known him for years. A wonderful guy. And also, I would say that I've known Police Chief Superintendent Claprood for about 25 years, and this is a void when she retires. I wish her successor all the luck and best wishes in the world. And thank you very much for being with us on our program for this time around here at Pioneer Valley Radio. And I certainly hope that you will join us again for our next show, featuring the people, the places, and the things that make Western Mass what it is. I'm Brad Shepherd. We will talk again.
The proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio, copyright
2024.
All rights reserved.